shot. You say now I'm missing my walk.
Sports talk show on Dumpster Juice Radio. Man, we come to you on a sad occasion, man. I wanted to have this podcast and make fun of the Lakers and talk about LeBron and talk about the shortcomings of the Lakers not being able to make a three-point shot. I think they only made 6 the other night in Philadelphia. Talk about LeBron and give him his respect for passing Kobe Bryant on the all-time scoring list. And then, like a ton of bricks falling from the sky. Laker great. Probably the greatest Laker to ever play, in my opinion. The most exciting Laker to play. Mr. Laker, Mr. Basketball in L.A., Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Helicopter crash. 41 years old. Daughter, 13. 7 other people on board with him. Gone. In the blink of an eye.
Yeah. It's tragic, man.
Tough news to wake up to, man. Like, it's almost to a point of... It automatically made me think of the debate between LeBron and Jordan being the best, and it's kind of like Kobe's so solidified in that top three that you don't even really make the argument. He's just kind of just there, you know what I'm saying? And now in this situation here, the guy that obviously leaves us before he gets a chance to give that Hall of Fame speech, which I think was going to be great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was going to talk a little noise, maybe not go as far as Jordan did, but golly, man, what a tragedy, man. To go down with your daughter doing something that you love, headed to a game. Just, man, my heart bleeds for him. His family, the other families that are lost in this tragedy. Just, I couldn't imagine as a daughter, as a dad, man, me and you both being having daughters. Couldn't imagine being on that helicopter and knowing you're going down. What do you do at that point in time?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about
that. Are you arrogant enough to say, oh, we're going to make it? Or do you just say, we're not going to make it. Let me hug my dog. Let me do... Like, what do you do, man? And nobody will ever know what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Because at that time, you like... You really... You powerless.
Are you shocked and you don't do nothing? You go into fear? You go... You just don't know, man.
Yeah, it's just, that's the mystery of it, and that's the painful part of it.
Yeah, man, you just don't know. And what's crazy, B, is I watched the game the night before that. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, it was terrible, man.
I watched the game the night before.
Lakers look so bad. They look bad, though, the Lakers do. They look bad.
They can't make an outside shot.
I know, that's what I'm talking about. That's been the problem.
They can't make an outside shot, and I think the whole... The minutes and the assertion that they're playing Danny Green doesn't make sense because...
Danny Green is so overrated, man.
But he can make a shot, though.
But when is he going to make one? Can. There's a lot of people in the league that can make a shot. But making a shot is making a shot, not can you make one. You got to make it.
So when they put him in the game, it's kind of like, shouldn't you be running... plays to free him up to get him the shots?
No, they need somebody that can run plays and create their own shot.
And that's something he's never been able to do.
And that's what the problem is with him. They don't have enough shooting, and they need somebody to create their own shot.
And why do they have to keep showing Joe Taylor with this crop top on while I'm trying to do this podcast? It's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. Unbelievable. But yeah, the shooting is going to bite the Lakers. And I honestly, I'm going to say this right now. How do you get out of the first round of the playoffs if you can't make an outside shot, B.A.?
Man, they can make a shot. Like, come on now. They ain't that bad. They just can't be the top-tier team. You ain't noticed it.
Yeah, but to get ran out
of the building. But Philly can't shoot. And they just making all their shots, though.
And listen, you know what I said, man? I honestly said this. I'm going to give some credit to Ben Simmons. Like, Ben Simmons, I don't watch a whole lot of Ben Simmons.
Man, they wasn't sagging off of him or nothing. They was playing up. Green was playing up on him like he going to shoot a three. Like, bad. It just, they weren't playing good, man.
But I'm going to say this right here about him. I didn't know he moved so well without the ball.
But no matter if you move, I'm not going out there in the, if you go past the free throw line, I'm not going out there.
Yeah, I'm going to make you shoot.
I'm making you.
That's my strategy against you. I'm gonna play your weakness against you.
And then they got Rondo. When they bring Rondo in there, don't nobody go on Rondo.
Right. How many corner threes did he miss that night, B.A.?
Man.
Wide open corner looks.
Too many, man. That's why I know, like, they didn't need a person that can create, which is a backup point guard, and they need wing shooting and wing defending.
I don't think they use Bradley like they should be using him either.
Yeah, they trying to make Bradley a three-point shooter.
I don't think they use him the right way. He's a feisty defensive guy who can...
But they asking a lot from him to make threes, and they can't do it.
He's a mid-range guy at best. He's a defensive mid-range guy.
Yeah, he can shoot the three, but that ain't his strong point.
That's not his strong point, yeah. Exactly.
He can make an occasional three or two, you know.
Just shocked by that, man. Just the Kobe Bryant situation, man. Just back to him for a moment, man. Like, what does Kobe mean to basketball? What does he mean to you as far as basketball goes, man?
He's like, pretty much, if you want to be honest, now, I didn't like Michael Jordan, and I didn't like Kobe when he played. But Kobe is pretty much, I would say, the logo of the NBA. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he played with the Lakers. You know, when they play with the Lakers, they're more popular than if they played somewhere else.
Right.
So, Kobe Bryant was a super monster on the court. Like, he the closest thing you could get to Michael Jordan.
He's a clone of Michael Jordan. The closest clone we ever see.
Yeah, that's what that bottom boiled down to.
And I'm at a point of saying, like, he's such a dominant and such a unbelievable ambassador for the NBA that the NBA has got to do something to solidify his legacy forever.
I think retiring his jerseys on all the teams, they gonna talk about doing some stuff like that. You know, at least one of the numbers anyway.
Something's got to be done to where Kobe is a part of the NBA's logo, branding, something forever. It's got to go beyond the jerseys, man, honestly.
Well, I mean, that...
And I read something that somebody posted, and I really remember thinking about this. It's kind of like, you know, you don't jump up and shoot a fadeaway and say Jordan or LeBron. You jump up and shoot a fadeaway and say Kobe. Mm-hmm. Everybody did that. I can catch myself at work shooting stuff into the trash can, and I say Kobe. I do my little jab step. I mean,
he got a
fallback.
He had a patented move.
Jab step, fallback.
Yeah, that's Kobe. His patented move. Like, when you see that.
And I'm a Jordan guy.
It wasn't stoppable.
I'm a Jordan guy.
On the elbow.
But I don't jump up and shoot that fall away.
He lived on the elbow.
Yeah. I don't say Jordan. I say Kobe.
That's where he lived at, though, on the elbow. But guess where he get it from? Jordan.
Got it from Jordan, yeah.
He got the elbow from Jordan. That's what Jordan did.
Kobe.
Mid-range. Last of the true mid-range players.
Kobe, he could play on all levels, man. He could finish at the rim.
And can rebound. Shoot three, too.
He can handle. He can shoot the three. He made himself a good three-point shooter. I'll go on the limb and say this right here. Michael Jordan was just a volume three-point shooter. He wasn't a three-point shooter. He was a volume.
Nah,
he put up enough shots that eventually if you make six or seven of them, you know what I'm saying, you had a good game. But he shot 15 of them, you know what I'm saying? But Kobe got to where he was just a dagger, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Just, man, just, I don't know, man. I don't know what you say or what you do in the situation with COVID, man. Like, people die every single day. There's people locally that die.
Right.
People globally that die. But, like, when an iconic figure like Kobe Bryant dies,
that's
it affects everyone. And I've seen a lot of people saying, oh, my gosh, you're showing more respect for Kobe than the guy, people that you know. And that's, listen,
but stop all that. That's what it's, that's just what it is. We don't know people. We knew Kobe. Everybody felt like they knew Kobe.
You grew up with Kobe.
17 years to 37 years. That's 20 plus years of watching Kobe Bryant. Everybody felt like they know.
Check it out. When Kobe Bryant came out and came into the league, guess what? We were kids leaving high school, going into the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Everybody.
You can relate to that. I can even drop this on people. Like, our high school basketball team defeated Picayune High School, who had Jonathan Bender on it, who went straight to the NBA. Mm-hmm. And so that, you can relate to that because he was doing it and Kobe did it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, it was just that close to us. And that was a kid that was in South Mississippi. Then there was this kid from Philly that ended up doing the same thing, went on becoming one of the all-time greats. So everybody knows Kobe, man. Mm-hmm. You can't say I missed the Jordan era or I was young and this and that. You know Kobe. You know Kobe. The man was an NBA basketball player longer than he was anything else in life.
Right.
17 years old, into the league, didn't play 20 years in the league. So all you know is Laker basketball with Kobe Bryant.
Right. And I was a Kobe hater. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, I've always been a Laker hater. Still to this day. Yeah, even more so.
Kobe hater.
But I never, I didn't hate
so good.
Yeah, I didn't hate Kobe. I just didn't like him because he was so good. But you had to respect Kobe, man.
Nah, we respecting him, but we just didn't root for him.
And I can say when the whole Kobe and Shaq breakup happened, I was so shocked that they got rid of Shaq instead of Kobe. Weren't you?
No.
You weren't?
I knew they was getting rid of Shaq. Yeah, of course. They weren't getting rid of Kobe.
But all the fans wanted Shaq, man.
It don't matter what the fans wanted. That GM, Jerry West, didn't want Shaq. They got rid of him first chance they got.
And then Kobe went back and won two without Shaq. So, I mean, he solidified. He bona fide. Michael got six, Kobe got five.
Yeah, he bona fide.
Just unbelievable to have that life cut short. The man even went on to this
field. But I'm not debating Kobe versus LeBron and all that.
No. No, there's no need to.
I'm not.
Do you have to honestly debate Kobe Bryant?
No, but I'm saying I'm not even going to debate it.
No. It's not worth a debate. It don't even matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Kobe Bryant, one of the best to ever do it. Period. Period.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Golly. Put yourself in the shoes of his wife, man.
Yeah.
The other daughters. The mom and dad.
Yeah. You're right. No, I mean, it's tragic.
All of the people that he's in business with, all the business affairs and his studio stuff and just everything he had going on, the kids that he was coaching, the Mamba Academy.
Yeah.
That guy going down is like almost going down to the water main and busting the water main up in town. Ain't nobody going to have no water. You can't wash no clothes, take no baths,
mm-hmm,
wash no dishes, none of that stuff. That's pretty much what cutting down the life of like a person iconic as Kobe Bryant. That's crazy, man. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be honest, don't seem real, man.
Nah, I know. It just don't seem
real. Don't seem real. And we don't know Kobe Bryant. We ain't never met Kobe Bryant. We ain't never talked to Kobe Bryant. I've seen him play, but don't have no personal attachment to him, but you feel like you know Kobe Bryant.
Everybody
because you grew up with him.
You watched him for his whole career. We watched him. His whole career.
Man. And to see, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but did you see people trying to slander him online?
I didn't see it.
Talking about don't support a rapist and this and that and yada, yada, yada.
Man, that's crazy.
And there's a lot of things that, you know, people that I'm good friends with that I had to really point out to them, they were posting this picture of these Marines. It was 30 Marines and like one sailor or something that got killed in a helicopter crash. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, y'all talking about Kobe, here's 30 people from our armed forces that are protecting us that got killed. It happened way back in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
It was some racist military people that put this post back out saying, hey, y'all focusing on one black dude and here's 30 Marines. Like, That's the stuff that we're dealing with, man. That's the climate of the society right now with Donald Trump and the impeachment and all this craziness going on. Like, why do people do that, man?
Because they see an opportunity.
For what? What are you gaining from?
They just want their name out there.
Just
what they call it.
Clout chasing?
Clout chasing.
Yes. Looking for likes and looking for posts. And I even made a post. I don't know
if you saw. They don't care if it's good media or bad media. They just want it.
Want it. Yeah. They just want it. They want their name to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Want the likes and want somebody talking about them and want to be shared and all that stuff. And I put a post. I don't know if you saw it or not. I said, man, do not use Kobe to make points on Facebook. Either show respect to him or keep it pushing.
I didn't understand what you was talking about, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Don't use him to make points on, like, people literally want to put something about Kobe, which I did. I put a thing up about Kobe. But people want to put a thing up about Kobe just to get the likes or get the attention and all this. It ain't about that, man. This dude lost his life. His daughter lost her life. Mm-hmm. Her friend lost her life. Her friend's family lost their lives. A pilot lost their life. It was 9 people that lost their lives yesterday. So who are you to say, I'm going to clout chase off of this and get some likes and get some business going? Or I even go to the point of this right here. I know this is controversial, but I've seen people talking about, if you haven't given your life to God and yada, 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 this is an opportunity by seeing the Kobe Bryant tragedy, yada, yada. I mean, it's like, there's nothing wrong with whatever you want to say, especially when it comes down to your spiritual being and all that stuff and whatnot, but, man, don't use Kobe's tragedy to try to make a point and try to garner some likes and try to garner some attention, because that's a tragedy, man. We all lost an iconic figure. We all lost a guy that, like you said, we grew up with.
Yeah, we grew up from 17 till he was 37. He tore his Achilles at, 33? Came back, played 3 more years after that, never was even the same player.
Remember the shoulder?
Yeah,
I remember all the injuries that Kobe had, man.
Yeah. Late 33, 34 years old, tearing your Achilles. He still fought back because that's the Mamba mentality.
Yeah,
He was not going to let that go out like that.
Yeah. He wasn't going to let that take him out.
And came back in his last game he played, he hit 60 points.
Yep. I watched it, man. I had tears watching it.
So he's tough, man. He was tough as nails on the court and off the court.
Man. And he's one of them guys, whereas if the game came down to it, you knew he was taking a shot.
Yeah.
And all you could do was pray that he missed it, because he was going to get the shot.
Yeah, but even though LeBron was better late game,
he was going to get the shot. He eased a little LeBron thing in here, y'all.
Even though LeBron better late game. But the thing is,
I don't know what you're saying about that. I don't really know what you mean.
The stats. I'm talking about the stats. LeBron better late game than Kobe was. But what I'm saying is, the only thing about LeBron is you always see him defer. So in everybody's eyes, LeBron don't want to shoot. But Kobe was, 21 in the finals? Mm-hmm. 21 years old in the finals.
Shaq got fouled out.
Yeah.
And then Kobe went in and hit them 3 big shots in a row.
So that's how we remember.
And I remember saying to myself, man, this lucky mofo, ain't no way. And guess what? He did it again.
But no, that's all we remember, though.
Yeah, Shaq fouled out. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but we don't remember the air balls he was shooting with the game on the line.
With Dallas.
But we don't remember.
I can.
Yeah, we remember them, but we don't talk about it.
I'm a sports guy. You a sports guy. I remember that.
But all we remember is the good point. Once you do that,
you solidify.
Yeah.
Believe in you.
Once you hit that in the finals, like, that's why LeBron never really got the chance, you know, because he never hit the game winning shots in the finals, or like the way he acted against the Mavericks in the finals.
No, I'm gonna stop you right there now. You know, I'm a LeBron hater. No, I'm gonna take that back. I don't know why I always say that. I'm not a LeBron hater.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not a LeBron hater. Calvin Ramsey, sit back down in your seat. If you're listening to this, I know you just jumped up. I'm not a LeBron hater. I just root against LeBron. That's what it boils down to.
That's a LeBron hater.
No, it's not, man.
Yeah, it is. What else is it?
Calvin Ramsey, Brian Britton, y'all think I hate LeBron?
You got to hate somebody you're rooting against?
No, you don't, man.
You got to.
You can't
straddle the fence. You can't. Oh, I like LeBron when he do this.
See that right there, Miami right there? Man, I spent many time right down there. I ain't hit a baseball down in Miami yet. Because you know what? I was too worried about spending 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning nights right down there. Mm-hmm. Every time I played down there. But anyway, no, I'm not a LeBron hater, man. I just root against LeBron because I give LeBron the respect that he deserves because LeBron is an all-time great. And I think that, you know, he's going to eventually pass everybody and be number one.
That's inevitable.
Stats.
Yeah. He's going to be the best ever, stat-wise.
Came in the league and I said, hey, he can't shoot. But he can't make a shot.
Everybody want to do is hold the finals against him. Oh, this and this and that. He only won this minute. He went, all that.
LeBron's great, man. He's great.
No, he's not.
He just ain't one of my favorites. He's great.
He's not great.
Why you want to say that when you know you believe he's the greatest of all time? Why would you say that?
Of course he's great. We know he's great.
So I give him credit what credit is due.
But ain't nothing no difference in his greatness and Kobe greatness.
No.
And even Michael greatness.
Nope.
The reason why everybody always say, oh, Michael Jordan went to 6 finals and won because he got put out of the conference final 3-4 times, but he didn't get there.
First one, yeah.
Yeah. So his best opponent was in the conference with him. That's why. That's why they always, he's undefeated.
So you trying to discredit Mike? Is what you're
no, saying? Basically what I'm saying is that's the argument and that's just what it is. The second best team was in the same conference as him. So it's either one of them going to get there and win it. And that's just all it is.
So are you talking about Knicks?
I'm saying those conference finals.
Talking about those Knicks teams?
No, but they was better than the Knicks. It's always been better than
some of those Pacers teams.
They've always been. No other teams could beat them.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is this: those could have very easily been finals lost in Western Conference the finals, in the D finals, not Eastern Conference finals and shit. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that those losses could have very easily been the finals losses, the same ones LeBron James got. When he played 70-win team with 5 All-Stars and stuff like that. But it just how it worked out.
Because of the layout. Yeah.
That's how it is.
So, if Mike doesn't take 5 years off and then doesn't have the second best team in the league in the same conference, you're saying Mike could have won by 10?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
I'm also saying that
by 7 or 8 in a row.
Houston Rockets could have won about 3 or 4.
Nah. Nah.
Dream and Clyde?
Nah, they stink.
Yeah.
They won the ones they won because Michael Jordan
retired. Michael Jordan retired.
Period. Because one gonna win no more. Why? Why they didn't win it the next year?
I'm just saying.
That's the reason why. They won because Mike. Mike killed everybody.
He did. But you know what the most famous thing that I actually, in basketball, as far as my basketball IQ, my basketball history, my basketball likeness, all that stuff likes is, being a Michael Jordan fan, but the most impressive thing that I ever saw, man, honestly, I'm not going to lie, is the way Penny Hardaway just backed everybody down and beat Mike down. They didn't even win it that year.
No.
But the way Penny did that situation.
But listen, they was washed up by then. They was has-beens by then.
Well, that was Mike's first time coming back from retirement.
But yeah, no, you talking about that year. Yeah. Okay, you talking about that, okay.
B.A.
Yeah, he's had, you can't.
And Penny Hardaway transcended that whole position to saying, oh, a big guard really can play.
But guess what happened after that?
Oh, down here.
Right.
Down here. Mike went back to the lab on him.
Just need to get his feet back up on him.
Man, but listen, but the way Penny Hardaway came at them, man, like, if you ever have a time, just go back on YouTube and look at that. The way Penny came, man, that mid-range with Penny, like, dude, he was unstoppable, man. Unstoppable, man. And I know for a fact, people don't give him the credit he deserves. Injuries can derail a career. You understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really can.
We know that. Career.
But, yeah, Penny Hardaway.
But taking a year off
can too.
With your daddy getting killed.
All that.
That can derail your career.
Absolutely.
And that's what happened with Mike. That year he came back, he wasn't the same Mike.
No.
Actually, when he came back, he wasn't the same Mike.
No.
He wasn't as good as he was that first go-round.
When he went out that first go-round, he was a monster.
Super
monster. Kind of willed himself the last 3 championships.
Yeah.
They actually
just had a better team.
Man.
They had Rodman. You know, the first go round they didn't have Rodman.
Yeah, he talking about you had Scotty, but you had B.J. Armstrong at the point.
You had a better team than guys last go round.
Bill Cartwright, Will Perdue.
I mean, Michael Jordan wasn't looking the team up with nobody. That was a relentless part of them, dog.
Didn't want nobody. If you wasn't a part of that organization, didn't want you on it, did it?
There wasn't no shaking hands and wasn't none of that. Kobe. Playing in the summertime, all the big dog practicing, hanging out together, playing together. Kobe Bryant. No, I'm not playing with you.
Nope.
No.
We're not friends.
Yeah.
We enemies. And I'm at your neck every time we suit up. That was Kobe, though, man. That was Kobe, man. I'll say this right here. Like, throughout all the baseball and all the stuff that I played and all the stuff, one of the hardest competitors I ever been around, like one of the most competitive people ever. Maybe not the most competitive, but the hardest working, because I've seen some better competitors, if you could even put that, if that even makes sense. The hardest working guy I've ever been around, and I know I've told you this story, but just for the listeners, the hardest working guy I ever was around in baseball was Juan Pierre. And I think it's well documented how hard he worked.
Yeah, I remember.
But I don't think that he's even approachable to what Kobe did. What I read about Kobe.
Kobe was on vacations and stuff. And
Juan was the same way. Juan was like every day, like in the middle of the night, he got to get up and go use the bathroom in the middle of the night. He'd get some swings in, do some soft tossing, do something. He worked on something 24 hours a day, but I don't think he was at the level of Kobe. And that's saying something, man, because I tried to just for a week do every single thing that Juan Pierre did, and I was like, this is dumb. Like, I want to go chase these girls on these roller skates, skating down through James Madison University over here. And Juan really wants to take his bicycle and ride up the side of a mountain and then walk back down and do it again. Like, he worked on everything all the time. 7 o'clock game, guess what? He showed up at the park out there at 10 a.m. Bouncing the ball. If he didn't have a tee, he would bounce off the ground and hit it. Mm-hmm. He like worked on something all the time. Me and him raced, I bet you 50 times a day, man.
And he beat you all 50 times out of the day.
I'm not gonna get into that. And we're gonna need to get a quote from Juan Pierre on that for you and Eric Lee. That's always trying to doubt my speed. But anyway,
man, you ain't have no speed.
He was the most relentless dude I knew. But Kobe Bryant is on a whole nother level. That's greatness. When you're already better than everybody else and you still work that hard.
There's nothing but greatness coming behind.
You gotta come up with another word. Greatness ain't good enough for that.
Yeah.
He was already better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. But he worked way harder than everybody else.
Yeah. That's why he didn't like Dwight Howard.
Didn't want to work.
That's why he didn't like Shaq.
Didn't want to work.
That's why he felt Shaq could have been way better than what he was.
Because I'll say this right now. In my watching of the NBA at 42 years old right now today, I love Michael Jordan, love Kobe, LeBron's a beast. There is nobody as dominant of a force as Shaquille O'Neal was. I'm going to jump out there and say that.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about dominance. I ain't talking about being able to shoot this and handle the rock. No, as far as dominance in his position,
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, tell me somebody that could actually compete with Shaq at his prime.
I don't know, man. LeBron in his prime, though.
Okay, LeBron in his prime is a monster, right?
Yeah, Shaq.
He's a monster, right? But like you said, he's deferred. He's not hit the big shots. But no, there's nobody in physical.
He not did it in the finals and stuff. Where the spotlight is the brightest.
Okay, Shaq did.
Nah, Shaq ain't did nothing. Shaq just waited on Kobe to drop it to him.
But listen, he's a 30-10 falling out the bed.
Yeah, I mean, but that's because the situation.
Are you going to sit here and tell me that you've seen
somebody? Well, why he couldn't do nothing with Olajuwon?
Olajuwon wasn't great.
Why Shaq couldn't do nothing with him since he was so dominant? How did he? No, listen. How did he? Why did he look so bad against Olajuwon?
Footwork.
But no, he's so dominant. Why he didn't look good against Olajuwon?
Footwork.
You giving me a reason why he ain't dominant.
No, I'm
a. You giving me a reason why he's not that dominant.
Let's break.
Okay, he's dominant when he get the ball. He can just go up, muscle up, and dunk on somebody. Okay. That's dominant. Yeah.
10 feet in, the There's nobody comparable to Shaq.
Yeah.
Now, Olajuwon, Pat Ewing, them 15, 17 foot guys.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So
with a pure stroke that didn't miss.
You're not dominating them guys.
With a pure stroke that didn't miss. Off the glass.
You weren't dominating them guys then. That's what that means.
But they drug him away. They drug him out of his dominant zone.
If you're dominant, so dominant, ain't nothing you got that they can do to you to make you be uncomfortable.
Okay. So if you're a LeBron fan, right?
Right.
So if I sit there and I force LeBron just to be a pull-up shooter, don't I take away his dominance? Don't I take away the thing that make him?
No.
B.A.
The first finals, yeah. Because he wasn't comfortable shooting. That's what I'm telling you. But do that now. Can you do that now?
I would play the percentage. That's better than letting him drive the rack.
But he's shooting 38% from three.
But he ain't shooting a whole lot of threes, though.
Yes, he is. He shoot 5 to 7 a game.
Okay. Now. Last season was his best season shooting three.
And he was draining them. You best used season. To be hoping he missed them and he wouldn't.
I'll give it to him. Now, he shut me up last year. Shut me up.
He can shoot. Just levels to your game.
He's progressed because he came in the league not even being able to shoot a three. And now he's a 35% shooter from three.
Yeah, but so that's same with Jason Kidd did. He led the league. He's the all-time three-point leader.
Volume shooter, though.
No, he shot it when he was open.
Yeah.
You can learn how to shoot. That's not... You can't knock nobody with that or give them credit. It's something you got to put the work in, just like Kobe.
10 feet in, I'm going to go ahead and say it. 10 feet in, I don't know anybody as dominant as Shaquille O'Neal. 10 feet in, I don't know nobody as dominant as Shaquille O'Neal.
But it wasn't.
There's nothing you can do with him.
Right. When he.
I didn't see Wilt Chamberlain play.
Yeah, but when he was that close to the back, yeah, you don't know nobody.
I mean, there's nothing you can do with it.
No, I mean, I know that.
Nothing you can do. That's the most dominant force
but
at one position.
But don't say he's the most dominant player.
No.
When Olajuwon ran circles around him.
No, I'm not saying that. Olajuwon had more skill than Shaq, man.
Right.
Way so more skill.
He wasn't as dominant as you betraying him.
For the one thing that Shaq did, 10 feet in.
Shit, lining up, dunking the ball, is that what you're talking about?
All that. Rebounding. Getting you out the way.
He wasn't the greatest rebounder.
Dunk, because he was lazy, B.A.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He wasn't the greatest rebounder.
Okay, get that ball 10 feet in, and I wish you well, buddy.
Yeah, but.
I wish you well. Against Olajuwon, who else? I wish you well.
But I'd take Olajuwon over Shaq any day.
Yeah, as an overall player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As an overall player.
Me.
And I'd take Jordan over LeBron.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
You're right. That's why you got three championships and I got six.
What? See that? Yeah. That's what it's all about, ain't it?
No, it's not all about that. But
yes, that's what it is. That's why I'm going to have all these records, too, when I get out of here.
What do the records mean, though?
They mean a lot. They mean a lot.
The records?
Records mean a lot.
So the trophies don't?
Trophies mean a lot.
Okay, so you take six or three?
I take three in all the records.
That's selfish.
No, how?
How to help your team?
Three championships is selfish? No.
B.A., would you rather have three championships or six championships? Come on, let's be real.
I'd rather have three championships than all the records.
Come on, man. So you're telling me if Jordan doesn't take 5 years off the game, he don't have all the records?
Nah.
B.A.
He didn't take but 2 years off, Dad.
B.A., if he doesn't take the years off,
2 years off is not... No, he only took 2 years off.
Come on, man.
If he only take... If he was to play them year, he still wouldn't be winning.
He wouldn't be what?
He wouldn't have the most points.
Yeah. Could he have played longer? LeBron had already played longer than Jordan.
What are you saying?
The man went on a three-peat... Took time off, went on a three-peat.
All right. So, just listen to what you said. You just said that LeBron and I already played more games than Jordan, right?
Yeah. By far.
But check this out. Michael Jordan got more shot attempts than him.
wonder why.
So what are you saying? Your argument is dead.
No, it ain't, B.A.
He done played more years than LeBron. LeBron done played more years than him. But Michael Jordan still done took more shots than him.
Michael Jordan didn't defer.
But that don't have nothing to do with us. All I know is the argument you made is dead because he done took more shots than LeBron.
Okay, but when you look at those shots,
But you're talking about points and everything.
Okay, compare jumpers to layups.
But it ain't. I'm not comparing nothing to nothing. I'm talking about shot attempts. And that's how you get the points. Shot attempts.
Listen. Michael Jordan took.
Yeah, go on Google it.
No, because you're saying the 2 years. Michael Jordan took 5 years off.
I don't care how many years he took off.
Five.
He got more shots than LeBron.
Okay, he took 5 years off. I'm gonna have to look that stat up too, but he took 5 years off.
Look it up. Look it up now.
He played from 1984 to 1993. Finished at three-peat. Took 2 years off from 93 to 95. Won 96, 97, 98. Then took another 3 years off from 98 to 2001. Played 2 years with the Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm. No, he retired and came back.
Yeah, every time.
They ain't no took no years off.
Retired and came back.
There you go.
So, MJ has more shots than LeBron.
Yes, sir. And less time.
That ain't no stat.
That is a stat. You were trying to kill somebody because he done played long. It don't matter how long he played. LeBron really don't shoot a lot.
He deferred. Points coming from dunking, mauling somebody and dunking on them.
So basically, what you saying then?
Shaq?
That's more dominant, man.
Shaq?
That's the dominant guy.
Now you see how I went
to the word. That's my argument earlier.
You see how I went to the word Shaq, right?
No, but he's more dominant than Shaq ever been because he can do more with the ball.
Man, he's a better player than Shaq.
But he was more dominant. He more dominant than Shaq. Maybe not close to the basket, but he's more dominant. What your phone says?
Oh, no, I'm just looking at the shot attempts.
Yeah, who got the most?
Let's see. Oh, you know what? No, hold on. Time out. So this man always want to have some little backdoor stat for LeBron to make LeBron look good. That's all he want to do. That's all you want to do in life, man.
Now go and find out what you done found. I'm just telling you, he don't defer.
What you mean he don't defer?
I'm saying Michael Jordan don't defer. Even just because he didn't play long, that don't mean he ain't getting the shots up.
No, he getting shots up. He didn't.
Well, then what is the point of you saying he played longer?
What, LeBron played longer?
Yeah, what's the point of you making LeBron play longer if Michael Jordan done took more shots than him?
The more you play, the more...
The more you play, the more opportunities. But if you're getting more opportunities with less games, that don't even matter.
B.A., come on, man. Listen, if I play 5 games... and you play 120. Who's got more opportunity?
No, I'm talking about in a career.
In a career. If I play 5 games and you play 120, who's got more opportunity, B.A.?
We know that, but what I'm
saying... That's what it boils down to. If we know that, that's what it is.
No, what I'm saying is this. You saying that the man and I already played more than him. Why he ain't took more shots than him?
Because he deferred. Because he's scared.
Right, so just think if he would have took as many shots as Michael Jordan, where he'd be.
We don't know.
Yes, we do know.
No, we don't.
Be at the top up there with Kareem.
He gonna get there.
Yeah, but he'd have been there by now.
Okay. So if Jordan would have played longer, you telling me that Jordan wouldn't have more points? That's what you say.
It's not arguable because he got the more shots now, even by not playing longer.
Okay, so LeBron has shot at a higher percentage for a longer period of time. Who's going to have the better stats? LeBron. Right?
Right.
That's not even an argument.
Yeah, so what? Don't bring it up. Talking about he done played long.
So my guy, in the finals, instead of just losing it and sitting over there like a duck, he took the shot willing to risk it and miss it. My guy took the shot.
Yeah, but that ain't,
he didn't pass the court. He didn't pass it to nobody.
But that's not the argument.
What's the argument?
The argument is what you just said. You said that LeBron, you said that Mike would have been, if he would have played them years, he would diss or whatever your argument was. But even in not playing them extra years, LeBron James, he still got more shot attempts than LeBron. He just ain't got as many points.
Okay. Cool. LeBron shoots at a higher percentage. About
that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying LeBron was more dominant. That's what I'm saying. And it's proven.
You can't do that.
If you can have more points than somebody with less attempts, it's proven.
B.A., but you're talking about two different eras of basketball. You're talking about...
So, but that ain't what we talking about with Mike then.
Listen, Michael Jordan played in the era where no blood, no foul.
So what?
Stop right now. What's the one thing... Stop right there. Be honest. Be honest for the listeners. What's the one thing that you don't like about LeBron James? Tell me.
Nothing.
If y'all can see this man's face, he believes in a lie. Tell me the one thing you know you don't like about LeBron. LeBron cries about every single call and you don't like it, and you know that's the truth.
No, you don't like it.
No.
I like LeBron.
B.A., you stop it, B.A. You hate me, like all that old crying stuff. When he misses a shot, he go to looking for the foul.
No.
And he gets it.
That's you don't like that.
You watch that Philly game, man. He got so many late fouls in that game.
I like LeBron.
Man, come on, man. Don't do that. I know you're a Laker lover now.
Yes, sir.
Grew up hating the Lakers. Now you like the Lakers.
Because LeBron on.
How that makes sense, man.
Because LeBron on.
That's almost like, that's like Tom Brady coming over and playing for the Steelers.
I'm a Brady fan.
Man, you ridiculous.
That'd be
man.
Just like you going, Brady go play with the Titans.
Man, that's
what you'll be.
Tighten up.
There you go. Come on now. Hey, it's simple. I didn't know how I was going to take that. LeBron James going to the Lakers.
You took it in stride, just like I said.
No, I might be a Laker fan for good.
Man, don't do that.
Even
man.
When LeBron retired.
Don't do that, man.
They go get Junior, bring him out to L.A. Hey! You already know I'm rooming with LeBron Junior now.
Come on, man.
I'm rolling with him. It's over.
As good as James Worthy was, man, I couldn't root for the Lakers, man. And I like his game. Loved his game. LeBron's a beast, though, man.
No, LeBron ain't that.
Yeah, he's a beast, man. I mean, you can't knock it, man. But last time I checked, LeBron averages 27 points a game for a career. Michael Jordan averaged 30. LeBron averaged 7 rebounds a game. Michael Jordan averaged 6. LeBron 7 assists. Michael Jordan 5. LeBron 1 steal a game. Michael Jordan 2.3. LeBron, 0.8 blocks a game. Michael Jordan, 0.8. LeBron's got more points than Mike. Rebounds. LeBron has more. He's played longer.
Total there assists. You go.
LeBron has 4,000 more assists than Michael Jordan.
How's that, though?
Watch this. Hold on. Michael Jordan ain't played in forever and got 700 more steals than LeBron.
Okay.
So Michael Jordan ain't played in forever. LeBron has got 49 more blocks than him. LeBron has played 300 more games than Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So field goal percentage, LeBron is at 50. Mike's at 49.
Mm-hmm.
3-point percentage, LeBron's at 34%. Mike's at 32.
Mm-hmm.
Free throws, do I even need to say that?
No.
When last time you seen LeBron make 2 in a row?
I ain't seen.
The Philly game, he shot a technical foul and made 2 free throws in a row. 3. I was so shocked because the rest of the game.
No, he missed one of them.
Did he miss one?
He made that technical, made that first one and missed that second one.
But the rest of the game, he was missing. He hit the front end and missed. What is up with this free throw shoot, man?
It's in his head, dog. That's man. The same shit be going on when he get that ball late in his hand in the games. Just like what he did with the Clippers. You remember when he let that dude rip the ball out? He's like,
you didn't get on that discussion. We got a discussion going on Facebook about that. And I said to myself, I said, now I'll be on LeBron. But I ain't never seen LeBron be so reckless with the ball like he was in that game.
Man, he just, I don't know.
That game, his hammer wasn't there. His head wasn't in the game. LeBron was freezing up, holding the ball. What was wrong with him that game?
That's what he do.
The pressure got to him that game.
But that's what be happening to him.
LeBron was picking his dribble up.
That's what,
like, what are you doing? Listen,
that's what a trainer come in, Kyle Kuzma trainer or whatever, they see that shit.
The man was picking his dribble up.
I know, man. That's some stuff.
And then he put the ball down, dude right there behind the defender, just swiping it away from him. I was like, man, I get on LeBron, but I ain't never seen him be reckless with the ball like that. Like, he was almost, I ain't gonna say he was throwing a game, but like, the game was too big for him or something, you know?
Yeah, that would be, man.
And you know, I know Kawhi didn't come out and say no. What's wrong with braces, man? Kawhi didn't jump out there and say, tell LeBron to quit being scared to defend. I know he didn't say that, but somebody made a post like that, and it made it believable because it was like, why was LeBron freezing up so much in that game?
Yeah.
I don't get that, man. I do not get that. So, in all-time heroes and all-time sports, we'll close the show with this right here.
Nah, we got to do the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, got to get it. Oh, I forgot about football, man. Just look at this Kobe stuff, man. To me, Kobe ranks right up there with the, you know, you give more people more credit after they pass away.
Yeah.
Just like Nipsey Hussle, people want to listen to his music.
That's why I ain't going to debate him no more.
Yeah.
Once he die, I'm not going to debate him on who's better or not.
Nah, Kobe is Kobe, man. Kobe is on a shelf by himself.
Right next to Mike.
Like, no, I don't even put him next to Mike, nowhere else. Kobe has his own shelf. You see what I'm saying? Mike's got his own shelf. And I think it's unfair with LeBron, people trying to say, oh, Mike was better than LeBron, yada, yada, yada. Me saying that, other people saying it, LeBron gets his own shelf. Mm-hmm. Larry Bird gets his own shelf. Magic Johnson gets his own shelf. Will Chamberlain, own shelf. Them iconic figures like that, don't compare. They got their own shelf.
They can't compare, though. You can't compare.
Different eras, different positions.
Like, you can compare Kobe to Mike, but you can't compare LeBron to Mike.
Two different players. Kobe and LeBron together. Now, Kobe and Mike together still aren't half as physical as LeBron.
Right.
Can't compare.
Like, if you was one-on-one and Mike in his prime, LeBron in his prime, LeBron could back down Michael Jordan.
Let me stop right there. Mike could shoot over LeBron. Mike could defend LeBron. LeBron could defend Mike.
But
LeBron could
back the low post him up and low post him down.
But here's the thing. If we in the park without a referee, I got LeBron all day long.
But that's what I'm saying.
If you got a referee, I'm taking Mike.
Nah, I'm taking LeBron both ways.
I'm not.
For the simple fact that LeBron can back him down, he know how to post, and he can do that at will. Mike is just too small. He's too small to guard LeBron inside the paint. And LeBron can handle the ball and get there.
But what happens if Mike gets the ball first in the game of 10?
It is what it is.
What happens if Mike gets the ball first?
It is what it is, but I'm saying he get the ball first, they got to give the other man the ball.
Are we playing make a tape or make
that,
a tape?
That's how they play. You got to give the man the next ball. But LeBron going to get his points every time. But where LeBron will lose it. When that last time, that last point, he'll miss it. He ain't going to close it out.
Mike going to give him that shot.
He ain't going to close it out.
Well, they going to give him
the
shot.
Or they put him on the free throw line and he got to make that free throw. LeBron ain't going to win it. So that's what Michael Jordan will be.
So last time, sound to me like you saying Mike the more complete player.
No.
What you saying then?
No, he's not the more complete player.
Mike ain't the better shooter percentage-wise. He's not the better shooter.
Who?
Mike not the better shooter percentage-wise.
Nah.
According to you.
Nah, LeBron.
LeBron's a better shooter.
LeBron can't shoot free throws. That's his problem.
Come on, man.
Everything else, LeBron will kill him.
Just saying.
All right, we ain't doing the Super Bowl?
Yeah, man, Super Bowl, man. Here we go, man. Pat Mahomes versus Jimmy Garoppolo. Bosa versus, I can't think of the dude's name. What's his name? Ford? What's his name?
Bosa.
No, on the Chiefs, the good lineman. Pass rusher, they got.
Oh, Clark.
Clark.
Frank Clark. Where
Ford coming from? I don't know where some stuff like that. So, Bosa versus Clark. Samuels versus Hill. That's not even, I mean, just toss up.
Nah.
Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill.
Toss up. Debo Samuel, nice now, boy.
Andy Reid versus Shanahan.
I'm going Andy Reid. I like Andy Reid.
Chiefs defense overall versus the Niners defense overall.
I got the Niners D.
Offensively, the receiving core versus Chiefs.
Chiefs for sure.
Quarterback, DBs.
Quarterback Chiefs.
Quarterback Chiefs by far, by landslide. Mm-hmm. DBs versus DBs.
San Fran. I'll go San Fran. Their defense better, period. I just go overall
scheme,
defense.
Scheme?
Overall defense, I'm going.
Number one ranked cornerback this season? Plays, grade out, and all that stuff? Know it was?
Uh-oh.
Richard Sherman.
Uh-oh. See?
I didn't know that still till today.
It. Still got it.
No, I mean, I really, that just blew my mind. Mm-hmm. The number one graded out cornerback in all of the National Football League was Richard Sherman.
Still got it, man.
But Richard Sherman is going to be in a mismatch all day long against the Chiefs.
Of course.
So I don't know how that's gonna play out.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Special teams. You said earlier, how can you choose
Tyreek Hill?
You gotta choose the Chiefs, right? Because of
Tyreek Hill,
Hardman and Hill, right? But the Chiefs have been kind of messing up on special teams, man. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't
they ain't care. Blocked up things. They ain't cut.
Yeah, I don't care. Tyreek Hill.
All right. So, who you got in the Super Bowl, man? And why?
I got the Chiefs, man.
Why? Because Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, I just think they... I don't know why. Because I picked them from the jump. I picked them early.
I like
I
the Chiefs.
I got to stick with them. I can't jump off.
I like the Chiefs, and I'm a bit torn because, like you know, like you like to point out all the time, grew up a San Francisco fan, man. Loved Roger Craig. I've tried to mold my little... I only played football in high school. I tried to mold my game behind running lot. Loved Deion Sanders and all that stuff, but I felt myself to be a running lot type guy. And so that's why I molded myself. That's why I wanted to be, running lot. And my loyalty is to San Francisco in that regard. But the Chiefs beat us, and kind of like the road to the Super Bowl went through the AFC South this year, so that's a prideful thing, you know? My team plays in the AFC South, and we both lost in Kansas City, which to me says that Kansas City really ain't did nothing. They won two playoff games at home against the AFC South. Mm-hmm. I think the front four of the 49ers can get after Mahomes, and I think this game will not even be close.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm taking it in.
I'm thinking the game.
I'm just roll with the Chiefs. I ain't betting no money on.
Me neither, but I'm just thinking that the 49ers are going to just maul Pat Mahomes. I think they're going to maul him, and that's the end of the game. Because without Pat Mahomes, Chiefs are nobody.
Right.
They're nobody. Like your boy say, Harbaugh say, who's got it better than us? Nobody. I don't think they can do anything because I don't think they can block him up, man.
Okay.
They got pass rushers. They got linebackers that can cover. They got Richard Sherman. I got to put my money on 49ers.
Okay.
Why not?
Oh, you're putting money on them.
No, I'm just saying if I was putting money on them.
Oh, okay.
I might put a parlay in on them, though. I mean, I ain't going to put no money on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. What do you see outside of Pat Mahomes having a big 400-yard day?
Nothing.
I mean, honestly, though.
But I got to go with him. I chose him early.
She's going to ride the hot hand of Pat Mahomes.
I just got to ride him, man. They the hot team. Ever since Pat Mahomes come back. I gotta go with the Chiefs.
Man, I remember when he got hurt. I was really saying he's stupid if he tries to come back. They're gonna ruin this dude's career. They're gonna RG3 him and yada yada yada. He's in the Super Bowl now. And believe it or not, man, like I heard today, honestly, last year, if that coin toss goes differently, I think they win the Super Bowl last year.
Dang.
Remember they went to overtime and lost to the Pats.
Mm-hmm. They didn't get the ball. Could stop each other.
Didn't get the ball.
Yeah.
So if they get the ball, I think they would have scored and won too, you know? Mm-hmm. And then went on to the Super Bowl. And Brady is so limited, and the Rams just couldn't do nothing on offense. But I think the Chiefs would have just lit them up.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what nobody says, the Rams still could have and should have won that Super Bowl game. Mm-hmm. They couldn't produce nothing, and Goff was like a deer in headlights. What do you think about giving him 110, 120 million guarantee like the Rams did? Is that a big mistake, or we just
terrible?
We overreacted.
Terrible mistake.
Dak Prescott gets a big contract?
Yeah.
Is he a Cowboy?
Yes, sir. They gonna pay him. They know.
But what's the holdup, man?
I don't know, but they gotta pay him.
It don't make any slight. He cannot feel good about playing for the organization.
I'm gonna tell you what I'd do if I was him, though. I'd for them franchise me every year. Go ahead and get it.
Kirk Cousins, huh?
Yep, they ain't get that long money at the end.
From somebody else.
Whoever it may be.
Man. Wow. What do you think happens with James Winston?
I don't know. He might be going to a backup next year.
Okay, but the Bucks don't have a great pick. They went 9-7.
He going to go to a backup.
They draft somebody? Trade for somebody?
Yeah, draft. Let him walk. They're not going to sign him. He's too inconsistent. Quarterback is the one position that's about consistency.
Let the leading passing yard.
But that ain't what it is. That
touchdown.
Yeah, but in peaks too. That he's not consistent. He's just not consistent.
I don't know why, man. I don't know what it is about James Winston, man. I just like the dude, man. Why? I don't know. I really can't put one thing on. I just keep.
You'd rather have him than Tannehill.
Yes.
I would.
Yes.
You know Tannehill might not throw for a million yards, but he ain't gonna throw them picks to kill you.
But we saw that this year. That's not what we saw in Miami.
Nah, that's what he do. When he's healthy, he play like he played for y'all.
So you're saying all the years he played bad in Miami, he was hurt?
Most of the time, he stay hurt in Miami. You know that.
He got a big arm. I mean,
he's smart, man. If we'd have had him last year.
Man, we're not going to talk about them Steelers. Stay off this show with the Steelers talk, man.
Boy, listen, if we'd have had him, boy, we'd have won something big.
But why we didn't turn? I just hate the game plan that we had against Kansas City. We screwed that game plan up, man. We need a LaFleur back for that game, man. We really did. God, we needed him back, man. Anything you think going to jump out there and surprise you about the Super Bowl? Mm-mm. 49ers fans have really wrapped this up and said they're going to win it. It's over with. It'd be a sad day if they lose it, huh? All the 49ers fans.
Oh, yeah.
Going from 4-12 into the Super Bowl this year. Big time turnaround, man. Mm-hmm. Give Shanahan the credit, or you just give John Lynch the credit for putting that team together?
John Lynch.
The defense. Just.
Yeah, drafting that
both. And God.
And everybody was like, man, why
did take him? Yeah.
It takes some balls to do that.
Without Bosa, you're not there. Period. Point blank. So you say the Chiefs, man. I say the Niners by 10 in that game. Mm-hmm. And you got the Chiefs going, huh?
Yeah.
So the Super Bowl, leading up to the Super Bowl, I am going to say, when it was 1.5, Chiefs, I am going to say San Francisco 49ers win that Super Bowl 30. They're going to win the Super Bowl 34-24. Niners.
And I'm going to say.
Niner Nations, I'm back, man. Y'all going to let me back in on the bus? Y'all gonna let me
I'm
back
gonna say
in?
35-28.
Chiefs. Chiefs by 7, I say Niners by 10.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Super Bowl MVP will be. Almost makes me want to go defense. Almost makes me want to go Bosa. Quan Alexander or Richard Sherman.
I'm going Mahomes.
Super Bowl MVP will be Emmanuel Sanders. He's gonna get loose.
Oh, okay.
That speed, that quickness, the experience of winning the Super Bowl with the Broncos, playing for John Lynch, he gonna get loose. My money's on 17.
Okay. Yep. I like Mahomes.
You like Mahomes. That's a safe bet. That's an easy bet, man. We will reconvene after the Super Bowl. And, man, you know what? Before I go, did LSU just roll into the national championship or what? The boy rolled in, man.
That's how I tell you that.
Golly, man. I've been saying that, you know, they're dominant, but they ain't 2001 Miami Hurricane dominant, but I don't know. I've seen no
quarterback dominant. Like,
that's the best season I've ever seen by Joe Burrow, man.
Yeah.
Boy, the best season. And the coach parlayed that into a $42 million deal.
Six years? $7 million. Yeah. Big dollar money, man.
Man, players can't even sell a jersey, though. Dumpster Juice Radio, man. We out. I won't stay in jail. I won't stay in jail. They want me to lose, but they won't prevail. Damn, I miss my dog, man. I should be here. Fresh out of jail, made bail for the 10th time. Should've been said something, cause it been time. You see me smiling, but I'm crying on the inside. Thinking about my homies locked down on the inside. I've been spent so many times, could've been dying. Could've lost my sanity, my brain been fried. It's so hard to understand when it's God's plan. And it's not in my hands, but in God's hand. Free my nigga Poo-Tang and free Papa Joe. And every soldier 10 toes who ain't never told. And free my nigga Sleek Ralph and my Uncle Grant. Lord knows I'm asking for a lot, but bring my niggas back. Took a shot of juice and now I'm missing my walk. Always stay on 10 like the 6 and the 4. I still can't believe he won't be hitting my phone. Took a shot of juice and now I'm missing my walk. And I say one time for the real one.